Good evening. This is the Saturday Night Bible Study. I'm Johnny Coffey, and this is Harmony Baptist Church. This evening, we're going to be in Exodus chapter 20, and we're going to be let's start in verse 1. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Okay? That's the reason. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. The first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And the interesting thing about this is, if you put God first, this lines up with memory verse, Matthew 22:36-40. Master, the Pharisee asked Jesus, the scribe asked Jesus, he said, what is the greatest commandment in the law? And he says, Master, what is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, all thy strength, the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Thou shalt not have any other gods before me. If you put God first, if you make God the only God, then that will take care of everything else. If you put God first, then you won't have to worry about addictions. You won't have to worry about covetousness. All the other commandments will be taken care of if you put God first. If you put God first, you will not steal. If you put God first, you will not kill, murder. If you put God first, you will not covet another man's wife. If you put God first, you will not take pain pills when you don't need pain pills. If you put God first, you won't have to drink to enjoy life. If you put God first, you won't have to abuse your fellow man. That includes your wife, your husband, your children. If you put God first, then you won't have to worry about blowing money on cars and clothes and things that you don't need that will put you in debt and cause poverty, okay, or stress. How many Christians are stressed out through the holiday season not because they don't make enough money to take care of their family, but because they buy things that are beyond their means because of image, because of breaking the Ten Commandments, covetousness. A lot of that has to do with not just spending money, wanting things that for yourself, but wanting to buy things for other people that you can't afford because you want to look, you want to have that image. You worry about what they think about you. If you put God first, then you won't be thinking those things. You won't be worried about those things. If you ever worry about your reputation, your image, and you're willing to do things that are dishonest to cover that up, then you're thinking about yourself and you're not thinking about the Lord. If you're willing to break God's law because of how you look, then you're not putting God first. God, thou shalt not have any other gods before me. And people worshiping other gods, worshiping heroin, worshiping Facebook, worshiping meth, and all the other drugs, addictive things, you know, the things that cause addiction like social media and alcohol and drugs and those things. It's because you put something before God. You made something an idol before God. It's the thing that you think about when you wake up in the morning. It's the last thing you think about when you go to bed. Causes all kinds of problems in your spiritual life, which causes things to happen in your relationship, with your relationships. And I've been there, please. Over the holidays, it's been really difficult. Concentrating on the Lord and what to do, what is right, because you get in this, you know, you go to a Christmas party, someone's bought you a gift, and you didn't think about buying that person a gift, and then you're like, well, I gotta go buy them a gift, and you don't have the money to go buy that person a gift. And then you start this cycle of, you know, not just being honest and saying, hey, I didn't have the money, or I didn't think about you. Let's just be honest. I didn't think about you. Just remember, put God first in your life. We all have to. That's the number one thing about Christianity. You know, it starts with love the Lord thy God with all the heart, with all the soul, with all the mind. And then you can love those others as yourself. And I've said this a million times, and I'll probably say it every time I teach. If we can get those two things down, if we can get to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, if we love God, everything else will take care of itself. It's the fact that we pretend to love God. And it's not really God we love. We love ourselves. We love what God can give us. We love the image God gives us. Oh, I'm a Christian. I'm a good person. You know, anytime you walk around and you start thinking you're a good person, and you're like, wow, I'm a good person. I'm a Christian. Thank God I'm not like that person over there. Blah, blah, blah. Anytime that comes out your mouth, you're not thinking about God. You're not thinking about His holiness. You're not thinking about His love. You're not thinking about what He's done on the cross. You're not thinking about the 33 years He lived and was abused. You're not thinking about the sacrifice He made. You're not thinking about, it's just the grace of God that you're breathing, that you have salvation. You know? God died on the cross. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. He died for me and you to have eternal life, to have a relationship with the Father. That's the whole purpose of Christianity, is to have a relationship with the Father. It's not evangelism. It's, you know, it's not giving. It's not being a good person. None of those things. It's about having a relationship with God the Father. That relationship spreads. It affects your, you know, if your best friend is God, you're going to tell other people about Him. If your best friend is God, you're going to want to give everything you can to Him. If your best friend is God, then you're going to want to serve Him in every aspect that you can. You're not going to be able to just lie whenever, you know, you're not going to be worried about what your pastor thinks. You're not going to be worried about your mom, what she thinks. You're not going to worry about what your kids think. You're going to be worried about what God knows about you. Oh, I got to maintain this. I got to make sure that, you know, my relationship with the Lord is right, and that, you know, He's done all this stuff, and I don't have to please Him for Him to love me. He loves me in spite of myself. So I love Him because of that. And that love, which is where we get, thou shalt have no other gods before me, because it's all about love. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. And all these other things will take care of itself. Let's face it. Your relationship with your wife, your husband. If you love God, you'll sacrifice. You'll want to be like God. You'll sacrifice. We'll give up our rights. You know? Our wife wants skim milk. We'll go buy skim milk instead of whole milk. We can't afford both. If our husband likes, you know, to watch football games, we'll try to rearrange our hair appointments or whatever so that we can spend time with him watching football games or whatever. I don't know. I'm trying to think of examples that people can relate to. Just think about God and who He is and what He wants. Let's put God first in our lives. Let's make sure God is pleased with who we are, what we watch, what we see, what we listen to, how we treat our kids, the words we say to people. You know, this week I felt really bad because I've gotten agitated because other people have not been respectful of my time or my, that's one thing about being disabled, people have a tendency to think that you have all this, you know, well, you ain't got nothing to do, so here, why don't you run the serum for me, why don't you do this, why don't you do that? And then a lot of times they can be kind of, you know, disrespectful and not think that your time is valuable or anything like that. But when someone does that, you know, those are the same things that they did to Jesus. You can't think, well, that person doesn't value me, so I'm not going to value them. That's not how the love of God works. Love does the best they can. Love thinks the best, hopes the best, wants to be the best. When someone says something to you, you don't automatically, even if they have a track record of not being honest, you don't automatically think they're not being honest. You believe what they say until you find out for sure that they're lying. Love tries to think, well, you know, be courteous with them. The love of God, true love, forgives. Never forget that. Thou shalt not have any gods before me. Do not. Whatever you love the most, that's your love, that's your God. Whatever you love the most is your God. Remember that. When you wake up tomorrow, remember who's the first person you think of? What's the first thing you think of? Whatever that is, that's the thing that you love. That's your idol. And deal with God. Pray and be honest with yourself. Repentance is about just being honest with who you are. You know, if you're not being honest, if you need to get right, don't make excuses. And the moment that you look at someone else and you say, well, they are doing this or they're doing that, and you use their sin, their mistakes to justify yours, then you've quit putting God first and making God number one in your life. Good night.